Thank you. May be seated. Thank you, Paul. Okay, they say spring's coming next week. Temperature-wise, we're going to be up freezing today. I don't know if there's anything between us and the North Pole, but a barbed wire fence. I'm telling you, it's been pretty bad, but it's a-coming. And then we'll get ready for all the mud. Gonna go through the mud when it thaws out, don't we? But it'll be good. I think you're up to date on my appointments. I have my therapy appointment on Thursday. And then next week on the 15th is when I go for my barium test. And then we have a meeting down in Pittsburgh after that on the 22nd to decide how far we come, what we're doing, where we are and what we need to do. And I don't know what they're going to decide, but I've decided to eat. So let's eat, children. We want to talk about the rock this morning. Jesus is my rock. The only rock I know is my Jesus. The only roll I know is when the roll's called up yonder, I'll be there. That second verse is a verse I want you to focus in on. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. David wasn't afraid or ashamed to admit as a man that he cried over his troubles, his problems, his family, his own sins. We'll talk about that. But he said, I will cry. To lead me to that rock that's higher than I. And he talks about the fact in verse 3 being a shelter. We sang a hymn called, He's a Shelter in the Time of Storm. You don't need much shelter till you have a storm. When you get a storm, you better have a shelter. We're going through a lot of them. And they're just throwing them at us right and left. Shelter in a time of storm. Jesus is that rock. In 2 Corinthians, Paul talked about being the foundation of our gospel. For we stretch out ourselves beyond our measure, meaning we're helpless. And we're trying to reach you with the gospel. Everything we do here is to try to get the gospel to a lost and dying world, our own, and then reach out further around us. The churches are letting down, shutting down, shutting up, and quit, but we're not going to do that. We've got to sing a louder song. We've got to shed the news farther and farther. We've got more to do. We're not going to do less. We're going to do more. We're not going to back up or give up because things have shortened up in other people's lives, not in ours. We're going to keep going until we see Jesus and see a smiling face, and he'll say, well done, children. Welcome home. I kind of, you had in that course, kind of homesick for heaven. Getting to know more people over there than down here. Thank God for Jesus. Peter talks about him being the rock. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 4, he said, to whom as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men. Notice that men rejected Jesus, the very people that should receive him. The nation Israel was promised, and it was in the writings of all the Old Testament, the prophecies of his coming, but they shut him down. They didn't want him. The world is the same way today. Figure out a way how we can do less and have more of the garbage. Let's all get together, they say. Let's all join forces with all the heathen and pagan religions and have one pagan God, and we'll all worship him. He said, he's the living stone, disallowed by men, but chosen of God and precious. I like that part, don't you? The world don't think so. They don't think he's precious. They don't think he's chosen of God. Oh, there's many gods. There's many, many saviors. It all depends on how you look at it, John. Just think about it. By the way, you know, having the name of John is very, romantic at times when people tell you John the Gospel. But when you're in a crowd yesterday, I was out a little bit in a crowd over at Chambersburg, and I hear somebody holler, "John! John! John!" I came running, turned the corner, and there was a woman, and she had this kid by the hair shaking him around. I said, "You know, I'm glad I'm not that John. But gets you in a lot of trouble, too. John did it." And it's not very romantic when you think two things my buddy told me that worst things in the world was called John. One was an outhouse. The other was a second lieutenant. So I wasn't those. But thank God for Jesus, our rock. When he described getting ready for a storm, he said, "Make sure your house is built on a solid rock and not the sand." We're on shifting sand, folks. We're drifting backwards and forwards. Jesus is the rock. He's the foundation of our salvation. Without him, we have no salvation. You can go to church. You can comb your hair. You can part your hair. Don't people do a lot of things with their hair today? I just throw mine all away. But they have it all colors, streaks through it, ropes through it. I don't know. If that's your thing, it's okay, I guess. I love stopping when I'm shopping, find a seat, and watching people. People are strange, you know. They really are. And if you listen long enough, they'll say the word John going by. So I just smile as they talk about it. He's the foundation of keeping me. Thank God I can lay down at night. And the doctors are saying again, "Now, you know, be careful. You're going to aspirate and it'll kill you." I've aspirated 4 or 5 times. I'm still alive. When God gets ready for me, he's going to take me. And he's not going to take me until he does get ready for me. And he's not going to have any doctor to help him. He can do it all by himself. When he says, "Come up," I'll go up. Praise God. When he says, "All of us go up," we go up. I'm not looking to die today or tomorrow. And by the way, we are still looking for someone to help me here at the church. Help us. Because I might do that soon. But we're going to have somebody that knows what's going on and knows how to get it to you. Okay? Everybody hear that and understand that? Until they do, I'm what you get. I'm not the leftovers, and I'm not the best, but I'm not the worst. So I'll do my best till Jesus comes, or we get somebody, and they're ready to take over or find somebody else that can take over their place. And if I'm still around, I'll help all I can. I may have to get a wheelchair, but that's all right. I see Charles Stanley. He's coming to the podium. He's 80-some, still making it. So we do what we can do. God keeps telling me I'm not through with you yet, so I don't know when yet is, but yet when it comes, will come. That's enough of that. When everything else is falling apart, Jesus is our sure foundation. And that's falling apart pretty fast. Pretty fast. I mentioned in Sunday school class, you know, Miss Pelosi says we're supposed to be nice to the Chinese. Now, children, don't say anything bad about the Chinese. Oh, Lord. Now, they see that rattlesnake in the corner, kids? Just don't go near him. Don't bother him. Don't say anything bad, and it'll be all right. The appeasement doctrine, you understand that? Ronald Reagan said we got no place for that. He said the best way to have peace is to have strength. Rattlesnake in my house, going to get killed. And we got a lot of snakes in our houses. We got snakes in our pulpits. We got rotten people everywhere. And we better get rid of them, get them out of the way. They're teaching our children. They're trying to train a new generation to live a different way. Not time for that, people. So I've listed some ways and times that we can go to Jesus. Number one, when we are overwhelmed in our sins. Oh, but Pastor, I don't sin. Yes, you do. And the Bible says right here, if you say you don't sin, you're a liar. God sure not, because God said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But notice 1 John, thank you, 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God knows how to do that. Gary and Brother Dave were talking yesterday. I don't know. Pence is a good guy. They were talking about that. But he's now talking about the mistakes that Trump made. I love Pence, but he made the mistake. He made the mistake. He let that election roll when he could have stopped it until they got the counting done right. He could have done it, and he didn't. He made a mistake. He got afraid. I'm not jumping on him because he did, because we all make mistakes. We all get afraid at times. But he made a mistake. Because if we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word's not in us. So we all need help when we sin. And that sin can only go one place to get rid of it, by confessing it, because it was on Jesus, on Calvary, and he took care of it by what you sang about, the precious blood of Jesus. And there you can have that sin room, and you don't have to be overwhelmed when you go to bed and you think, oh no, oh no, I wished I hadn't said it. Oh no, I wished I hadn't did it. Oh, I wished I hadn't been there. Oh, I just can't take it. The rock, Jesus Christ, is your answer. You hear me? You hear me, children? Jesus Christ is your rock. And once it's there, it's nobody else's business. Jesus said, and the Bible said, he puts your sin in the sea of forgetfulness and remembers it no more. And one preacher said, and I'm sticking up no fishing sign there. Amen. Oh, do you know what she did? You know what he did? No, I don't need to know. Jesus don't want to know. Jesus said, when you confess your sins, he forgets them. He forgets them. What sin are you talking about? I don't care what you've done. Don't need to know what you've done. I don't need to drag that baggage around. And you don't either. You don't need to. So have your cry, be overwhelmed, but give it to God, your sins. Second thing we need to help with the rock when we're overwhelmed is the sins of others. And when we don't want to confess our sins, we confess everybody else's. Don't we? You know what so-and-so did? You know what? Come on, confess your own sins. What'd your mama say? Clean off your back porch before you try to clean off somebody else's front porch. Did your mom ever tell you that? Well, mine did. Says that in the Bible. Not the front back porch, but sin. Galatians 6:1. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in fault, ye which are spiritual. If you're so good and you're all confessed up, then you can help them. But you can't do it when you haven't confessed your own. That's what he's saying. If you're a spiritual person, and they got it, you go to them and say, hey, brother, I'd like to help you. Sister, I'd like to help you. I know what it's like to carry a burden of sin. I have. So let's take your sin and put it on Jesus. He says, ye which are spiritual, restore such one in the spirit of meekness. Meekness don't mean weakness. Meekness means strength through God's grace. He was a meek man. He knew how to teach us about humbleness. But meekness don't mean running from your problems. Meekness means confessing your sins. Okay? Bear you one another's burdens. If your toe hurts, you hurt, right? So if your toe hurts, you got to stop your toe from hurting. We're the body of Christ. If we got a hangnail, we got a gravel in our shoe, or anything that's hurting that body of Christ, we try to help get rid of it. Get it on the cross where Jesus died to take your sin and my sin because he loved us. We're not telling you you're bad. We love you. We want to help you. That's what the strong do in the church. Bear you one another's burdens, he says in verse 2. And so fulfill the law of Christ. Bear one another's burdens. Help one another. Get close to God. I remember when Mama was whipping me one time with a switch. And I'm out here and she's here. Wow, wow. I dived into her legs and she couldn't hit me for hitting herself. That's what Jesus did for you. If you get close to him, then he don't have to whip you no more. He takes the whipping for you. He died on the cross for you. He took your sin. He took your hurt. But if I confess, people will find out. It don't matter what. People will say talk anyway. And people that talk the loudest about how bad people are, other people, then they got a problem. For if a man, this is what Jesus, or the Bible says about it, for if a man think himself to be something when he's nothing, he deceiveth himself. I've never done that. At least I never said that. At least I didn't do that. What did you do? What did you do? Sin, he didn't say big sin, little sin. He said all sin. We all have sin. I don't know how bad yours was. Mine was bad. I know it was bad. I got it on the cross. It's gone, gone, gone. Buried in a deep sea. Praise God, that's good enough for me. Amen? For when a man thinks he's something, he's nothing. According to what he said. For if a man think himself to be something when he's nothing, he deceives himself. Another area we get overwhelmed in, that overwhelms me, when we're overwhelmed by the sins of the world. Our government is fast driving down a road of destruction and sinfulness. Read the back of the bulletin when you get time, please. We got to where there's nothing wrong with anything. We don't find any harm in anything. You want to be a transvestite? You want to be? Now they got it in the Olympics, and they're fighting over it there. And the church is afraid to talk about it. Don't talk about it, Pastor Hodge. Somebody better. Something stinks in here. And I think I know what it is. I think Nancy slipped in. I wonder what she does. The only thing she hates is a conservative, old-fashioned Republican. Everything else is okay with her. Just do your thing. Got that bunch of people up there. We got Muslims, and we got all these people in groups going to her and saying, now we want $3 billion for this and $40 billion for that and $40 billion for this And she goes back, and the Republican said, well, yesterday it was only a 10, now you're up to 20. She said, well, they're wanting some more. They need some more. They want some more bridges built in their town. They want less cops and more counselors. You can't counsel sin out of people. You can't counsel sin out. We need more guns and more people to protect us, because there's more badness out there. And the more we take guns away, and the more we take police away, we're having what we're having. You don't have to be a brain surgeon to figure that out. Oh, get the cops back and don't rough anybody up. My goodness. I remember the first time I got stopped by a cop. I got to our dad's, had bought a brand new 56 Ford. I was getting ready to graduate from high school. I thought I was hot stuff. What's that guy you see on the old movies, slicked down his hair with a leather jacket? I had some then. I'd do that. I found out that 56 Ford pickup, you could slam it in second gear and throw gravel from here to Madisonville. The only thing was, a cop saw me. He pulled up beside of me and I was shaking all over. Yes, sir. What's the matter, Mr. Officer? Well, do you have a driver's license? Yes, I do. And I dropped it all over the place. He said, here, let me get that. I thought he was the law. He said, if I catch you again, I'm going to give you a whipping. I said, oh, okay. I won't do it. After he got a mile away, I did it again. I needed a good whipping is what I need. And my dad gave me a few. And after he gave them to you, you kind of slowed up. But our government's in bad shape. But, you know, electing a Republican is not going to change. We've got to get people in God's house. The White House will be changed if the church house changes. We've let the government tell us what to do. The Bible says in 1 John 2:15, love not the world. But, Pastor, that's the way everybody's doing it. You need to have some soda and crackers and beer after church and have all the people in and invite new people and have a Saturday night crowd and have a Sunday morning crowd and get your rock band in. Yeah, I can get me a bunch of naked women up here and get a crowd, but that's not having church. My goodness, we're going to please the church, the world, instead of pleasing God. Help us, Lord. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, that desires that stuff, desires all that garbage, that's a way of doing it. Their music, their talk, their walk, what they want, the lust of the eyes, what I see, the pride of life, what makes me look good, is not of the Father. It's not of God, but it is of the world. It's of the world, and we're not to love that world. And the world passeth away. Well, welcome to church. Glad to have you, brother. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. So we're not to please the world. We're not to go the way of the world. The world wants us to, and our old flesh wants to do that. It wants to go along that way. We're overwhelmed when the church is drifting. It's bad enough we see that thing, and I see little kids, 4 and 5 years old, with their mom Well, I was out checking out all the stores yesterday. Got an earring hanging in their ear. Little boys. We've taken away the manhood. When I was growing up, women wore earrings and men wore tattoos, sailors. And now women have tattoos everywhere on their body. Now, I haven't seen all the rest of it, but I can see it, end of it, and I know some more of it somewhere it's going. We're crazy. We're done plumb crazy. If the world decides that we got to... And you know how cold it was yesterday, don't you? I saw a young lady. She didn't have anything left of her jeans but strings. And she was going like that. I didn't do it. I have grown up a little bit. I want to say, girl, if you put some more clothes on, I'll give you some money if you go in here and buy a pair of jeans and put them on. I don't want to see you freeze, but I didn't say anything. I thought, John, you're getting enough trouble just being quiet. But the church is drifting. We don't push back. We're like Nancy Pelosi. We're going to get along. Get along, go along. Right? Just to prove anything. Just sprinkle some water on them, and it'll be okay, John. And he says, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works. We're supposed to encourage people to get right. I'm not mean when I do that. There's nothing mean about telling somebody when they're wrong. You see a car going down the road. I know when they were cutting down trees last fall, they cut some up, or somebody cut them up into wood blocks, I guess, to make firewood. And you come around a curve, and here one of them had rolled out in this lane. I thought, man, a car coming the other way, and the guy coming this way, where's he going to go? Into the block. And probably tear something up. So I drive along, look for a flagman. I finally got almost out of here to Knobsville. I found a guy. I said, hey, he said, buddy, all I am is a flagman. I can't do anything. I said, oh my. Don't you have a radio or something? Tell somebody to get that thing out of the way? That's another thing. We're specialized today. I can remember when the pitcher was the best hitter on the team. You guys remember that? You got to have a relief pitcher, got to have a one batter pitcher, a one inning pitcher, got to have a fielder that's a hitter, but he can't field, so you make him the designated hitter. My gosh, we specialize. We need somebody that can do everything. That's what they said about me. Jack of all trades, but master of none. I guess so. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see day approaching. I was talking to a guy the other day about why he went in church. You know what he said? The preacher don't say anything nice to me. He just tells me how bad I am. I said, what do you think he's going to say? You smoke, you drink, you run around. What do you think he's going to say? You think he's going to have any good news for you? No. Your face is dirty. Don't tell me that. Or I'll go wash it off. I mean, what's wrong? Does that make sense? We go to the doctor and he says, you're overweight. I know, Doc, I'm overweight. He says, you're going to have to go on a diet. I know, Doc. Help me out. And then one day I hear that preacher tell me I'm bad and a sinner. He's looking out for your soul. The doctor's looking out for your body. Okay? We're overwhelmed when we hear of wars and rumors of wars. Over there in the Ukraine, all that stuff going on. Who's going to fight who? who's going to shoot who first, and rumbling and roaring, and China and Nancy Pelosi. Don't rile them up. Don't say anything to them, kids. Be nice to them. Just be nice. You're a communist. You're a dirty, rotten communist. A communist. We got them in our Congress now. They're communist. When I was growing up, we'd sent guys to Korea and to die, and then my group went to Vietnam to die to fight communism, and now we're allowing it in our government. Those guys up there are supposed to be watching over us, taking care of us. Now, oh, communism. We even put them on our ballot and let them run for president. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. And brother, sister, the only way you be not troubled is be on the rock. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. But he said all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. We haven't seen the end yet. We'll get out of here soon, but not till we've seen it all. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. We're seeing it, aren't we? Aren't we seeing it, folks? And there shall be famines. There shall be pestilence. Earthquakes in diverse places. We're getting there, folks. But when all this is coming to us, till God gets us out, we need a hiding place. We need a place to go. You better have the rock, Jesus. You better have the solid rock, or you'll faint and fall. Many of our number. Oh, I love Jesus. But now, they're overwhelmed. And they run. Must not be on the solid rock. When sickness overwhelms you, the pandemic is here. We've got another one coming. They say there may be more. James said in chapter 5, verse 15, and the prayer of the faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. If he committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Here's the answer to all of it. Confess your faults. What have I done to make it better or worse? Confess your faults one to another. Pray for one another. Pray for one another. How many of you pray for the church? The faces that are here and the faces that are not here. We spend our Monday mornings in the office sometime during the day, figuring out who to send a card to, who missed, why did he miss, giving a phone call, praying for them. We need to pray for one another that we'd be healed spiritually as a people. This is God's army that God placed in Fulton County, McCollinsburg, Pennsylvania, to do the work of getting people ready for heaven. That's what we're supposed to be doing. And the devil knows how to do everything he can to stop that. To get something little going, some little thing, twist little thing. Did we do this? Oh, they didn't ask my opinion. Are we doing it right? Are we doing it this way? Are we doing it that way? I'm not coming if you do it that way. My. The devil's... Good job. Come on, demons. Let's go get some more. Get on the rock. In conclusion this morning, your answer to the problems of life is that overwhelmed you. In Jude, Jesus said, Bible said, God said it, 120, but ye beloved, Who are the beloved? The beloved are the loved saints of God. Beloved, building your up yourselves. Building up yourselves. How do you build up yourselves spiritually? Stay away from church? Stay away from the Bible? Go to the worldly places? Enjoy all the things of the world? Leave God out? Paul told Timothy in the last days, men be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. We got there. We're getting there. Building yourselves up on your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. He said, get your life solid. Get your life straight. So you can help others. Some people live in this world because they won't get right. Get right with God. Keep yourselves in the love of God. People say, guy asked me, how do I do that? By reading all of his love letters. Reading God's love letters to you. And hearing God speak to you in your heart, I love you. Will you go? Nobody else will go. Will you be what nobody else will be? To be my servant. Looking for the mercy, not for the hatred. Somebody's made you mad, somebody hurt you. Look for the mercy. How do I deal with this mercy? Merciful. We get it from Jesus Christ, our eternal life. I don't know how you're handling your problems. We've probably got more coming. I don't know what overwhelms you. I don't know when you think about the kids, I do. Shutting down school, shutting down church, shutting down everything that a kid would find some stability in life. I don't know what overwhelms you. When we see people being shot down in the street, we see policemen being shot, I don't know what bothers you, what overwhelms you. When we hear of their saber rattling, we hear them disgracing our country, and now they're killing the people we left behind over there. Have you heard about that? Babies of those families starving to death over there. And we're worried about somebody that's already broke a law somewhere, crossing into our country. God help us. But I say to you again, Jesus Christ is your only sure foundation. When you're overwhelmed, run to the rock. Run to Jesus. And don't be afraid to shed tears over your tears, your friends, your family, America. I cry for that flag many times when I see them waving it, when I see them stomping it, when I see them burning it. Let's get God. Run to the well. When you're overwhelmed, run to the rock that is higher than you. Let's stand for prayer. Almighty God and Heavenly Father, we're in a mess and you know it. You told us it would come, and you said it more is yet to come. Help us to go to the rock, Jesus Christ, who stepped out of heaven, gave his life blood, died on that cross, that we might have a shelter in the storm. The storm is raging. It's getting bad. I pray this morning, maybe someone here has a personal storm. Maybe you have a loved one. Maybe you have a friend. Oh God, may we have time for prayer at the altar. May we take a few minutes and pray for anyone you know. And if you've never known Jesus as your Savior, please come. Please come. As the piano begins to play, we extend the altar to you. This is the place for you to come to if your heart's overwhelmed. Paul. listening. Love you, brother. I'm glad one day he didn't pass me by. He could have. He could have left me forever to die in my drunken stupor. He pulled me out of the gutter and saved my soul. Our invitation is pass me not, $7.95. I have a grandson that is overwhelmed, and he just keeps running to all the wrong things and the wrong places. If you don't have anybody to pray for him, would you please? Would you? You promised me. Because I don't know how many more chances he will get. I have brothers and sisters who have children who have never been in the house of God. Never. Would you pray for them? Would you pray for them? You know the thing that drives me in my prayer is those people and people like them. I don't pray, God, my body's weak and I'm sick. Take me to heaven. I pray, God, as long as you want me, I'm going to stay here for their sake. Sing one more verse, last verse.
Spring of all my comfort, more than life to me. Who
believe in prayer. Just raise your hand if you believe in prayer. Thank you. My mother prayed me out of a drunken life. She prayed my dad out of a drunken life. Listen, don't give up on somebody. You know, your family or somebody. Anybody. Keep praying. Keep praying. Building yourself up in the most holy base. That's what he said. By praying, studying, being in church, being around godly people. We got to go associate with those people. But if we don't pray up here, we're not going to be much good to them. Pray. Brother Woody, would you have a closing prayer?